Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will be finding common ground and taking it to the next level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. This show will indeed encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. It's my hope that you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This is a no-holds-barred show. My guests will have differing spiritual belief systems, and some will have no spiritual beliefs. You may or you may not agree with things that are said. What I'd ask you to do is to keep an open mind. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, our special scheduled guest is Kat Edwards, a very talented medium from Australia. She has been in touch with the spirit world since she was a little girl, when she began having experiences with ghosts that were not very friendly. Now, Kat is not in the studio yet, and I'm not distressed about that. I have had this experience before, and we always... have a wonderful show and be brought there. If not, I will do my shtick and do some channeling. I have never done mediumship before. I may be able to do it. No guarantees. But what I'm going to do is start off with my number one fan, who is Jill from North Chicago, and ask her to greet us tonight and tell us her impressions of this show, what she hopes to gather, if she can fill us in on anything that she's connected to at a spiritual level today that would be illuminating. I'm welcoming her to do that. So here is Jill. Jill, how are you tonight?
I'm fine, thank you.
Great, you sound wonderful. So what do you think is going on here?
With Kat?
Yeah.
She hasn't sent you an email or anything?
No, I haven't heard a thing. Now, I do see another caller here. Let me double check this and see if this is Kat.
Okay.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I was just a caller waiting in the queue to ask a question. When you're ready, not to guess.
Oh, great. What is your name? That's okay. No, I'm glad to have you. What's your name? First name?
My name is Tina.
Tina, did you hope to contact somebody in particular tonight?
Yes.
Ah, can you tell us a little bit about that person?
Funny, very funny. Very funny, and musical.
Whatever you want to say, the floor is yours right now. Tina, did you want to say anything about
the
person?
I heard someone talking in the background, so.
Oh, okay. It might be television. Yeah, pay no attention to it.
It sounded like it was The Breakfast Club. I've seen that movie, and I know that scene.
I remember that.
I'm good at trivia.
Could well be. Yeah? So what's going on with you and this person that you hope to get in touch with?
Well, they passed away, so I'm just curious to see how they're doing.
Ah, okay. Ah, female?
No, male.
Ah, okay. I was wrong. I don't know if you were in the queue when I announced that Kat is not present yet tonight. And so I'm not sure where we're going to go with this show. But I had an experience just yesterday where my scheduled guest had the wrong time zone, which may be her problem. And I was able to carry the ball on my own. And what I may do is some channeling tonight. And I'm going to just check in with some of the other guests to see what they might have in mind for how we can proceed. So if you hang in there, Tina, I'll bring you back on the line.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's nice to have you with us tonight. I'm now looking for Donna. And wouldn't you know it, there's Donna. Donna, whoops, Donna disappeared. Let's try this area code. Hello, area code 313. Who do I have here, please?
Hello?
Yes. Who is this, please?
Hi, my name is Sherelle. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, how's Detroit tonight?
Hello?
Yes. How are things in Detroit tonight?
Oh, it is good. Lovely. What about you?
Well, it's lovely here, too. I'm in Syracuse, New York, and we've been having quite a hot summer. How about Detroit?
So-and-so. Really supposed to be hot,
yeah.
But spring, 70s, 80s. But so today until Thursday is going to be in the mid-80s, so the weather just getting up there, really.
Well, we need to enjoy it while we've got it. We know what's coming.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. I'm ready for the fall. Not the winter, but the fall.
Fall is a lovely time of year, isn't it?
I
love the change of seasons. I don't know how it would be lovely to live and have the weather of Hawaii all year long, but I would miss the change of seasons and the colors and then the rebirth of springtime. It's such a time of rejuvenation.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Sherelle, how are you tonight?
Yes. I'm good. How about yourself?
Excellent. I am wondering what happened to Kat Edwards. What I'm going to do is ask my fan Jill to call another psychic, and we'll see what we can do. In the meantime,
okay.
While I'm doing that, would you please, let's see here. Let me get Jill on the line. Jill? Okay, hang on, folks. Sherelle, I'm going to do a little bit of magic here, thanks to modern technology. I'm going to try reaching Artie Hoffman, who is a psychic to the stars, and I'm wondering if you would be willing to carry the ball and just tell the audience what it is that you are looking for, not from a spiritual level. And if you can do that for about 1 minute, I'd really appreciate it, and I'll be back with you. Can you handle that?
Like you said, tell the audience what I'm looking for in the spiritual level.
Yeah, or talk a little bit about your spirituality. This show is about people's spiritual journey, so if you would feel free, be willing to discuss that a little bit, that would be a great help. And then I'm going to try to get a hold of Artie Hoffman.
Okay, sure.
Thank you. I appreciate you going with the flow.
No problem. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, audience, hello, how are you? My name is Sherelle. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan. And my spiritual journey really to connect with loved ones that have passed on. And also, I am intuitive myself, and I'm an empath. And as I walk outside every day, I look at the skies, and I see, like, balls of energy floating around, and it just be, like, squiggly lines. And I sit and ask myself, what is it? And I don't know what it is. And then I called psychics before, and they told me it might be, you know, spirit guides, angels, theories, or I might be read and stuff, but I still don't understand it. So I guess just this is just a part of me learning my spiritual journey at the time being. But as I connect with the loved ones, well, I try to, but I believe my messages come through dreams. My grandmother comes to me as dreams, and she passed back in 2011 of lung cancer and brain cancer, and she had pneumonia. So she comes through my dreams to give me messages. Sometimes I remember them, sometimes I don't. And as my mother, she has a gift. She connects with loved ones, and she reads auras, and she knows what stuff happened before it happened, premonitions, visions, and everything. So I guess it's going to pass on to me soon. I guess not right now, but real soon.
But Sherelle.
Okay.
I caught you in mid-sentence. Did you want to finish your thought?
I'm quite finished. I was just thinking of stuff to keep the audience entertained if they were entertained.
Right. You know what we're going to do? We're going to do audience participation. I'm going to bring everybody on the line, and we're going to have a party. How does that sound?
Sure.
All right. Okay, Kathy, I'm coming for you. Hey, Kathy, how are you?
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi.
We are
Kathy.
We're going to shake it up. This is Sherelle on the line.
I know.
And next we're going to go.
Huh?
We're going to go.
Sherelle did a great job.
Oh, thank you. I try.
We also have Jill on the line. Say hello to Jill.
Hi, Jill. She's probably calling a psychic for you.
Yeah, Jill is very psychic, so I may ask for her help. I'm going to pull Keisha onto the line. Okay, hang on. Here comes Keisha. Hi, Keisha.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, Keisha. Hi, Jill.
Great.
Hello.
Going with the flow here. So, Keisha, hang on. Let me pull the rest of the people in.
Oh,
Nathaniel. Wow. Nathaniel. Nathaniel.
Yes.
Hi. Welcome to the party, and now I'm going to pull Tina in on the conversation. And I have left a message for the psychic Artie Hoffman, who is absolutely skilled. Hopefully he will call in, and if not, we're going to have a wonderful show anyhow, and I see somebody else that's called in. Maybe it is Kat. Hello. Who is this area code 951?
Hi, yes, my name is Natasha.
Natasha, we have got welcome.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you're satisfied with the message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To erase and re-record, press 3. To continue recording where you left off, press 4.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my. I don't know. Well, apparently I'm still recording on Artie Hoffman's line.
If you're satisfied with the message, press 1.
There
to listen to your message.
Satisfied.
To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery, press 2.
Oh, this is urgent. 2. Okay.
Thank you. Your message has been sent.
Oh, good. Okay, who is area code 951, please?
951 is Nathaniel and person.
Okay, Nathaniel. It looks like we've got two Nathaniels in the studio tonight. How are you tonight, Nathaniel?
Pretty good. I think we have two 951s on the thing is what we have.
Well, somebody just disappeared. I'm going to try reaching Tina, and then there's one more caller, and we're hoping that Kat will appear. Or that Artie Hoffman will appear.
Oh, my boobies,
okay.
Please.
Tina, how are you?
Hi, this is Tina. I'm good.
Hi,
it's so lovely to hear all these beautiful light workers.
Aren't they wonderful? I think we have a lot of illuminated souls tonight.
What are you looking
at
there?
God,
no way.
God only knows where we're going to go. You know, we might even have Jesus joining us. Oh. All right, let me try the last one here, and this is area code 805. Area code 805, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. This is Donna. Hi.
Oh, yes, Donna. Hi.
I got dropped.
Did I lose you for a while? Or?
No, I got dropped somehow, so I had to call back.
Okay. Well, let's see. Besides myself, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So there's 8 of us. Now, I am psychic. I am friends with many psychics, one of whom is Mary Blake, who told me 7 is the perfect number and 8 is perfect plus. So we have got perfect plus tonight. And guess what? Kat Edwards is here. Hang on, folks.
Yay!
Here she comes. Yip, yip, hooray. Kat, welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
I wasn't worried, but, you know, we've got people queued up here. I've got everybody on the line. There are now 9 of us, including you, and I've got a call into Artie Hoffman, Psychic to the Stars, who may be joining us too, so we're going to have a party. How does that sound?
Fantastic. That sounds great. Yeah, I apologize for being late. I've actually been told you'd canceled me, and my husband and I had to do a whole lot of mucking around to get me back onto the radio because my laptop had died. So,
oh, my. Yeah. Well, it was meant to be, and I'm so grateful you're here. I've been looking forward to this show, and as I was saying to the callers, I had an experience yesterday where my guest had the wrong time zone, and I wondered if that had happened to you, and I winged the show, and it was one of the best shows I've ever done. So when you weren't here, I had no worries at all. And I figured something wonderful was going to happen because I was telling the callers, I'm psychic too. I have many different spiritual gifts. I haven't explored mediumship yet, but I do a lot of channeling, and I'm an author of 22 books, all of which I've channeled, and enough on me. So let me tell everybody a little bit about Kat. She's a clairvoyant medium and spiritual teacher. She's also a singer and writer. Spiritual service to the community with her work as, I'm not sure how to say it, J.P. Qual, is that it, Kat?
Yeah, in Queensland, Australia, you are a J.P. and then in brackets qualified, and that just separates you from the old system where you could be a justice of the peace just by sort of a wink and a nod from somebody else. So now I actually you've done this and you're qualified. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you're in Queens, Australia, is that correct?
Yeah.
And you're a civil funeral celebrant. Now, can you tell us what that means?
Well, here in Australia, if you're a JP, you don't marry people. You have to become a civil marriage celebrant. And I actually haven't become a marriage celebrant because I found spiritual service more... more fulfilling for me as a funeral celebrant. So if a loved one passes away, I would be employed to conduct a service and so I'd interview you, and I have a questionnaire about their life, and we go through from their early years, what schools they went to, what shenanigans and mischief they got up to as young, you know, teenagers and young adults, right
Wonderful.
Through to mid-adulthood and old age, if they got that far. Then I would write the eulogy, or the family would, depending on what would happen. And then we'd also add some songs and some prose in there. And then I'd go ahead and I'd put that all together into a service and then deliver that service on the day. So from the time that the person has passed on to the time that it's finished here in Australia, it's no more than 5 days. I don't like to keep you on ice for too long. And we don't do embalming here unless you are a Polynesian islander, in which case Polynesian people like to have the bodies blessed by many, many different religious services, so they have to embalm them, otherwise it'd be a bit on the nose in the middle of summer. So that's basically what
I do. Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah. It's hot here in Queensland.
Oh, I can imagine. Well, anyhow, just continuing on a little bit more about you, Kat. Kat was born in Scotland, and her family moved to Australia when she was 4 years old. Now, as a young girl, she became aware of having some spiritual knowledge and began to have her first spiritual experiences. And she had some pretty awesome and frightening experiences because her parents bought a haunted house, and she had a lot of experiences with spirits there. When she was 15, she began to read for her friends, and at 24, she began to read professionally. She loves to help her clients when they hit a crossroads in life. Life direction issues are her specialty. With spiritual insight, Kat can give you the help you need to find your way. And boy, we all need that. We need each other so much, and the way can be illuminated in an instant when we open ourselves to experience, acceptance, wonder, and all of the awesome gifts which we all inherently possess, which many of us are not even aware of and deny. Kat works closely with her team of spirit guides and angel friends to garner messages for you from the Great Spirit. And so, Kat, let me bring our first caller on the line, if I may.
Okay.
And her name is Jill. Now, I had trouble finding her before, but let's see if she's there. Jill, are
Hello?
You there?
Hello?
Hi, Jill.
Hi.
Hi, Jill.
Kat,
hi,
do you want to say hi to Jill?
Yeah, hi. Can I help you today?
Do I need to ask a question, or can you just tell me what you pick up on?
I prefer if you ask me a question, and then I can just focus on that.
Okay, I have a difficult relationship with both of my older sisters. Are they working on treating me better, or are they pretending?
Ah, interesting. All right. Let's see. Okay, now the immediate picture I had was one with a head down and one with a head up, and that shows me that one is feeling shame and one is not.
Okay.
Now you have a situation where the one that's not, who's indignant, is going to try and keep harping on to the one who is starting to feel bad. So the best thing you can do in this situation is not withdraw love. It doesn't mean you have to be in their face or you have to be, you know, creating a situation where you are feeling in a lesser position. Love is the main issue in most relationship problems, and in their case, they've withdrawn it. But one of them, and it feels more like, is the younger one act older or look older when she was younger?
One has brown hair and one has blonde hair. Does that help?
No, because I'm not picking up on what they look like, but rather who their energy, their personality, their essence. So I'm looking at the one that's more mature of the two of them, and this is the one that is the one who will eventually come and hold your hand and look you in the eye and apologize. The other one will come around. So I would hedge your bets on being careful and cautious around both of them in the meantime, but do know that they will eventually become genuine, though it will start with one before the other, and it's the more mature of the two who will come around. But don't withdraw your love from them. Just don't look after yourself. Don't, you know, be cagey with your heart and go on with your life. Birthdays, Christmas, send cards or make phone calls, happy birthday, Merry Christmas, and just know that you love them and that they love you, but they're working out how to bring that love back to you.
Why have they always been so awful to me?
And this has been going on since you were a child, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. So that to me feels like an issue that's been brought through from a past life. And that the three of you are here to settle your differences. Okay?
Okay.
And it boils down to withdrawal of love. And like I said, and they need to learn how to bring that love back. And you, as the person who has been victimized, has actually been the one who's been in a position of power. This is the thing that victims don't realize. Victims think that they have their power taken away, but often they're the ones who have the power, and the ones who are victimizing them are doing so because they see that that person is more powerful. Sometimes it's because you're different. Sometimes it's because you have a talent or just because you might like the color red. Or, it doesn't matter. You actually are in a position of power, and your power is your strength of heart and your goodwill.
Yes, that's so correct. That's where I'm different from them.
Yeah. So I would implore you to rise above the hurt and try and look at it from a third person perspective and realize that they're going through massive lessons in their life, and this is a major life lesson that they have to go through in order to sort it out. Otherwise, you guys will go around the reincarnation reel again, and they'll come back in again with you, and they'll have to sort it out again. And one time or another, maybe we'll do it this lifetime, or you'll be stuck going around and around the mulberry bush again and again and again. So the best thing you can do for you to learn the lesson is not to withdraw love from them.
Okay.
Keep feeling the love.
I have a question for you, Kat. As far as reincarnation and karma goes and these behavioral patterns that we can get stuck in where we can seemingly become victims or perpetrators, what kinds of ripple down effects are there into other lifetimes? I trust that it affects all lifetimes if we can rewrite karma in a given lifetime and heal from our issues, because it would be my suspicion that we are experiencing similar kinds of conflicts in other lives that need healing. Is that correct?
That's an interesting way of putting it. You never know all your past lives, and you never know other people's past lives. You can have a regression, and you will be shown X amount of past lives, but you don't know all of them.
I know about of mine, and some of them have been pretty profound.
Yeah, but, I mean, your average Joe walks down the street, doesn't know all their past lives. And we're talking about an average Joe, not somebody who's been regressed and knows all their past lives.
And
even the ones that you are shown would be significant to the lifetime you're in rather than, other lifetimes that are not really affecting you.
I understand that. I guess the point I'm driving at is that it's my understanding and belief that everything happens in the now moment. That and with that said, if there's a correction that's made at any given point in perceived linear time, it can have a ripple down effect that can affect the whole, because ultimately we're all connected. We're all one.
Yes, absolutely. So in Jill's situation with her, there's three sisters who are feeling fracture, and they can go one of two ways. They can go back to love, which would be optimum, or they can go to hate, where they're still emotionally engaged, and they must move back to love in order to grow. So if we looked at that as a wheel, and love was at 9 o'clock, fracture was at midday, hate was at 3, indifference would be at 6 o'clock. And that's where Jill and her sisters need to head towards indifference, where they're no longer feeling all these emotions, but rather they feel a bit numb, and then they need from there to move back into love. And the way to rise above it is through compassion and understanding. And you become a higher conditioned animal, and you have a greater issue, a greater understanding. And because you are there at that point of compassion, you become enlightened. And in that enlightenment, you then have a stronger aura, a stronger life. And because of that, everything around you begins to adjust.
Very well.
So people around you either fall away because you do not vibrate at their negative energy anymore, or people around you become uplifted and they feel more positive. Also, you'll find that strangers will react to you differently, shopkeepers and such. They will offer you more, and you'll become more open to receiving more positive things. So,
does
that answer your question?
Well, it answers mine very, very well. Jill, in deference to the other guests in the studio, do you have one final question that you'd like to ask Kat? Because we're going to need to move on.
No,
Kat,
that
are
was
you
excellent.
Available? Yeah, wasn't it great?
Yeah, let Kat move along. And thank you, Kat. That was right on, and that was excellent.
Okay, well, look, good luck, Jill. And know that your sisters do love you, and it's just a matter of time for them to come to that conclusion themselves. And in the meantime, you just harboring love from them for them and moving into compassion and understanding is the way out of the situation for you.
Thank you.
All right, lots of love.
Thank you.
Jill, thank you. Blessings of love and light to you. And Kat, are you available for an hour?
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, we are now going to move on to Kathy. Kathy is the next in line. Kathy, hello. Say hi to
Kathy. Hi, Kat. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Kathy. How are you?
Good.
How can I help you?
My question is, what's coming up on my spiritual journey?
Well, that's a good question. I'm just writing. I always have to take 5 minutes. All right, Kathy. Ooh, give me a bit of feedback. Your dreams. The first thing I heard was dream alive, dream alive. So, and I don't feel like these are the dreams you have when you're asleep. So I feel like part of your spiritual journey is coming, like the dream that you want is beginning to come into fruition. It's a matter of continuing to take one step at a time. Do you do healings already?
I don't practice Reiki now.
So you've done Reiki in the past, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not the only way that you can give healing.
Mhm.
Because you sound a little bit sort of like you're not keen on Reiki.
Right. I'm trying to find another healing modality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like make it my own or something.
Yeah. So have you learned just basic garden variety, true, honest spiritual healing?
No, I haven't.
Okay. I would encourage you to find a local spiritual center and go along and see if they teach just spiritual healing, or see if there's someone in your area that teaches just basic spiritual healing. Because it's a nice basic thing that you can build on. I keep hearing the word prana around you as well, and that's the Sanskrit word that they use in yogi a lot for energy.
Right.
And I think there's such a modality as pranic healing.
Mm-hmm.
You need to use your body when you heal. You need to be a little bit kinesthetic. And I'm also being shown that you need to use a little bit of the shamanic energy with what you're doing as well, because I'm seeing you dancing and I'm seeing you really getting into it. So that's your earth goddess energy. So how you choose to do that, you might want to hook in with a Native American person who teaches that, or a Celtic person, or...
there's a shamanic person here in my area.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Well, I really feel that is going to help you, because then I just had a vision of you squatting down and holding a fistful of earth.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that part of the reason that Reiki stopped working for you is because it was too up in the head and it wasn't grounding you. And that's why you need the balance, okay? So you really need that earthy, shamanic stuff. And that's going to bring it all through. So then you're going to have the prana, the out prana, all working together. You're going to have the earth coming through because everything physical comes from her. And you're going to find a big change coming up for you in your journey. And it feels very, very positive. I can also see you taking notes feverishly, but these notes too are going to change into channeled notes as well over time. And it's a leaflet, pamphlet, booklet type scenario that you're going to put together. And I feel that you are going to come to a point where you need to teach what you know. So your modality is going to change, but it's going to build. So don't discount the Reiki because that's a quality that you've got, it's a qualification that you've got, and it's an excellent thing to have, but you'll build on that. Now, just one final thing, Kathy, is that I see that you get a lot of visions because I'm seeing flashes, I'm seeing a face and then a third eye that gets visions flashed into it. So that makes me think that you are clairvoyant yourself. Would that make sense?
I guess I haven't really seen a lot yet, so
Okay, so well, a part of your spiritual journey next is to open up that third eye as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's all going to come for you as well, but it really will. You'll have a massive awakening through the shamanic healing. So I'm excited about your adventure. Please stay in contact and let me know how you go.
Sure, I will. I follow you on Facebook, so.
Oh, very fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
Kat, do you have a website?
There's no time frame, right?
I'm sorry, I got two people talking to me at once then.
Oh, no time frame for this, right?
Oh, time frame? As soon as you're ready.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you're ready to speak it up, you know, when the student's ready, the teacher will come.
Okay.
That's right.
Sounds
so when
good.
You're ready. Okay?
Uh-huh. Thank you.
All right, well,
The question I had for you is, do you have a website, Kat?
Yes, I do. I'm at KatEdwardsClairvoyant.com, and Kat is spelt with a C.
Thank you so much, Kat. We're going to move on to Keisha, who's been very patiently holding. Keisha, how are you tonight?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for calling in. It's a joy to hear your lovely voice. It was nice to talk to you briefly earlier. Say hello to Kat.
Hello, Miss Kat. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks, Keisha. How can I help you?
I just want to know if you see me getting, either my finances get better or you see me getting another job. Excuse me.
Okay, so really your finances are on the rock. Keisha, just out of the blue, just want to know, have you gotten married recently?
No, not at all. Far from it.
Is that something you want?
No. Right now, I'm like more interested in my finances and getting other things together. I mean, I don't know. Somebody else was saying something about.
Well, I had a flash in my mind about you getting married. So I feel it's probably something that's around you. It's a decision you'll have to make as to whether or not you want that.
Right.
Now let's move on to your finances. Sorry, I sometimes just get things. All right, well, I suppose you're already doing this as being a reasonable, so logical thinking person. You've got everything laid out on the table, yeah? And you've worked out what your budget is?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because where we start from there is obviously cover the basics and make sure you've still got a roof over your head and food in your belly and your bills paid. And then anything else needs to go, needs to be arranged for so that you can get a little bit of leeway. Now, as far as another job goes, I do feel that you're quite you qualified to do something much better than what you are going to end up doing in the short term.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So get a job anytime. And when you've got a job, you can build on another one and get a better job.
Okay.
I don't feel that you're going to languish in unemployment for too long.
Okay.
Okay, so you're in a job at the moment, yeah?
I'm doing a opportunity right now, but I'm still in a learning process. And then I put in an application with this person who recommended me to put in an application with them. And I just did that today, so hopefully I'm thinking, okay. I'm hoping that it'll go through for me. And then I have one more opportunity, but because I'm in school right now, I can't do it. So I'm gonna have to wait till like at the end of the year to do it. But it's promising, so I think that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So you're not
with the job that's coming up now, and don't give away the chance to get those qualifications, because you'll be better qualified for the next job. And as I said, I don't see you languishing in poverty or without opportunity around you. I feel that you will have stepping stones in the right position in your life, and you'll look back, because I'm being shown a period of 5 to look back. So 5 weeks, months, years, you're going to look back and see how far you've come. And I feel it's more like 5 months even, where you'll look back and see how far you've come. And definitely 5 years, and between now and 5 years' time, your life will have completely changed. Like, completely. 360 degrees different.
I'm hoping. Okay.
Yeah, still. And it's because you're taking logical steps. As I said before, you seem to me like somebody who's a reasonable, logical-thinking person.
That's right.
So just keep taking those logical steps forward, and you'll get where you need to go. Your finances, you really need to look at how you can cover those basics, and any loans or anything else that you've got, that needs to be made arrangements for, so you can get some leeway and you can breathe.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your time. You guys stay blessed.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right.
You take care, dear.
Thank you. You too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
The next caller is Nathaniel. Nathaniel, are you there?
Yes, hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi.
How can we help you?
Well, I was hoping for a reading or something like that.
Yeah, have you got a specific question for me?
Maybe on work and finances, or maybe a girl coming into my life.
Okay. You've been feeling a little bit down, Nathaniel.
Yes, I'm switching jobs now.
Okay. All right. I don't know if you do this. Do you play basketball?
Do I play basketball?
Yeah. Do you do any exercise, Nathaniel? To get out and have any fun? Yeah? Goodo. Because the first thing that I saw when I started focusing on you was, first of all, that you look sad, but you need to get out and have fun. It seems to me that you're the kind of guy that needs a bit of exercise and a bit of rough and tumble to have some fun. And that's good. So I would encourage you to get out of the house and go and hustle and bustle on the court and go and have a bit of fun with your friends. As far as a girl coming into your life, you've got a little more growing to do in yourself. But she'll come, because I'm seeing you sobbing and smiling at a girl who smiles back. So I do feel that there is someone who will come. But she does have a bit of baggage. So you have to be prepared to think about...
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure you've got baggage. Everybody does by the time they're an adult anyway. But what are you prepared to, you know, are you prepared to take on a single mum? Are you prepared to take on somebody who's maybe had a hell of a lot of ups and downs? Just depends what you're prepared to take on, because she feels to me like she's a very beautiful person with a beautiful heart, with a little bit of baggage, okay? As far as your work and finances go, I think you have to look more at what are your dreams and how can you get there. Have you ever thought of becoming a philanthropist, Nathaniel?
What is a philanthropist? What is that?
That's somebody, you don't have to be wealthy to be a philanthropist. You can work in not-for-profit organizations and work as a professional philanthropist. I mean, your ultimate philanthropist is someone like Bill Gates, who gives away a third of their fortune every year to charities and causes. Or you can just be somebody who sells raffle tickets on the street for, people who are in wheelchairs who are doing sports, you know, for like the Paralympics or something. So philanthropy is about giving back to the world through raising money or through giving away money you've earned. And you feel to me like somebody who has a very kind heart and who needs to have a satisfaction in their job. And by helping others, if you're in a job that helps others, this is going to give you that satisfaction that you need. Okay? So I would encourage you, as far as your work goes, are you in? I'm not being shown if you're in a work at the moment. What I'm being shown is that you need to find that fulfillment of helping others.
Oh, like I haven't. Okay.
So have you already found that?
Yeah.
Why are you feeling unsatisfied then?
Well, I'm going through transition right now. I just lost my job a couple days ago, and I'm not feeling, you know, really financially really wealthy right now, and I wanted to see if you saw a new job coming up, but...
As long as the universe will continue to provide for you, as long as you're still looking at how you can feel that dream, that satisfaction. What do you dream for? And go away and answer this to yourself, but what do you dream for? Go in that direction. I'm only going to give you guidance. I'm not the kind of person that makes a whole lot of predictions. I'm more of a person that gives guidance, and I'm going to guide you towards a not-for-profit or towards a humanitarian, doing something, even working in a library and helping people to read is going to give you some satisfaction. You need to be somebody who feels fulfilled. If you look at the position that you've just lost as withdrawal from your life, then you are going to remain unhappy. But if you say to yourself, now I have an opportunity to do something else, my life is an adventure, then you're going to find something more satisfying. You're going to see that you were the energy had finished there and you're no longer going to feel fulfilled there, so you had to move in this other direction. I do feel like your money will be fine, like you are going to get the next job. It's coming, it's waiting for you, but if you continue to feel sad and low, then it's going to be harder for the Great Spirit to bring that in for you. So I would encourage you, get out, go play, go have basketball, or go do something fun. Borrow a dog, or if you've got one, walk it. Go, get out of the house and don't languish in, I'm going to be in poverty now, I'm going to be unhappy now, my life's finished. None of that is true. It's all a lie. It's all part of the not good enough theory that it is just a big lie that people tell themselves. You are... actually be given a blessing in disguise. It's a new opportunity coming for you. You just have to turn around and look at it. So the symbol that I'm seeing is you looking at a glass of spilled milk on the ground, but you don't see behind you the golden chalice. And if you turned around, you would see that that's your future. So I would ask you to start turning around, and the way to do it is through fun for you. The way to do it is getting out and having some fun. And you will start to have that endorphin come through your brain. You will start to see life is for living. And it's exciting. It's a new journey. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you, Nathaniel. Visualize and dream. It sounds like you're on the path. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. We're going to move on now. If you're complete in this moment, we're going to move on to Sherelle. Okay, Sherelle.
Hi.
Hi, Sherelle.
Hi. How are you? Hi, Miss Kat.
Hi.
How are you, honey?
Thank you for asking. Who?
Yes. I just want you to deliver the messages from the other side, please, and thank you. I want you to do the talking. I'll have no questions.
Oh, so you want me to deliver a question to message to you from the other side?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you. And I had a question, but I'm going to let you talk before, if you'd already answer it. But go ahead.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Well, I'm just going to go within and see what I get for you first, okay?
Okay,
so
honey.
Be quiet for a couple of seconds. Okay, so I'm getting a series of visions for you. The first one was a mixing bowl with food, like you're creating nurturing. It's all about nurturing. And, Sherelle, I feel like the message is that you've been nurturing others, but it's time for others to nurture you. That where you are at in your life is... It's about finding that balance for you, because I see you making food, I see you planting flowers, I see you creating beauty. But then I also see that needs to come back to you, because I see it as a big cycle, a big circle, and I feel that there are going to be some opportunities for you to be nurtured back. So don't let that... what's the right word to say? Don't let those opportunities go. You know when someone gives you a compliment and you don't believe it and you go, oh, yeah, thanks? No, this time around, let it come back to you. I'm also being shown a lot like lightning bolts in your mind, like you've got a whole lot of awakenings coming up as well for you in your life, and that you've been dreaming of something that's going to come into reality. That's quite
exciting.
What
could it be?
Have you been thinking about going somewhere, traveling?
Oh. I don't know. I have not remembered my dreams at all.
Well,
but
you
maybe.
Know, you've got daydreams and we've got night dreams.
Right.
And the daydreams often are the ones that we consciously wish for. So the things that you've been wishing for, some of them are going to come true.
Okay, and I have a question.
You know what they say, be careful what you ask for, you just might get it.
Yeah.
you've been asking for something, and it's coming.
Oh.
And it feels to me like it's something that's going to be very heartfelt, a big blessing. It's something you've been really, really missing and needing. And it feels to me like it's you connecting with someone, a long-lost relative, a grandmother, somebody.
My grandmother. I haven't. Yes, that's what I've been hoping for. I'm like, Grandma, please, please, come to me, come to me, come to me, come to me.
Yeah.
I haven't.
She's coming to you. And has she passed on, has she?
Yes.
All right. Well, no, her spirit is always around you, and she's very much with you. She's going to help you bring through some great positives into your life.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't want her to connect with me one time. I want her to continuously connect with me through my third eye, through my feelings, clairvoyance, all the clairs and everything. I want to make sure she's around me.
Yeah, well, you've been asking for her, haven't you?
Yes,
she's
I have.
Coming, and she's always been there. But instead of asking for her, now just accept she's there.
Okay.
Okay, and that will line up with what I saw before with all the blessing, all the nurturing that you've been putting it out. It was time to get it back.
Okay.
Okay.
And I
all
have
right.
one question for you. Well,
yeah,
I have
sure.
one question for you. Now, do you see marriage with me and the Michael with us, like kids, family, moving out, marriage, anything with us too? That we've been together 6 years now. So is there anything coming up with us, marriage, anything?
Okay. All right, let me see.
It's named DeMichael again, in case you need it.
Yeah. What's he been waiting for?
Who,
he's waiting for something. Michael,
I don't know.
It feels like he's waiting for something. Is it he can't afford it, or he's waiting for the right time? He seems to me that he's waiting for something. You'd be happy with a $10 plastic ring in the short term, wouldn't you? Just to have that commitment. He's waiting for something. I think you need to have the conversation about what he's waiting for.
I have.
He doesn't feel. You have? He doesn't
yeah,
feel like he's
feel like
drawing
I'm pressing
from
it.
You at all.
Huh?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
No, I said I have been a lot lately, and I just don't want to pressure him because we just,
yeah.
we're only 20. We're 20 years old, so I don't want to kind of pressure him on that.
Well, that's what he's waiting for. He's waiting to be older.
Yeah.
You've been together 6 years.
Yeah,
you've been
Michael.
Together since you were kids. He's waiting to be older. There's a whole lot to live. Go and quit your jobs and travel around the world. Get a round the world ticket and learn about each other while you're on the road. Backpack. Do something. Go and do something with each other, with your life, that involves being committed to each other but on a different level. Believe me, you don't want to do like a big, massive, life-changing thing. You already had kids.
You said, do we already have kids?
Okay, you've already done it.
You said, do we have kids?
Say, yeah, you've had kids
no.
together already?
No, we have no kids.
Neither of you have kids?
Uh-uh. Your phone breaking up a little bit, too.
Okay. Hold off pregnancy and make a commitment towards each other through other things. Go get your passports and go travel. Go find yourselves. You're 20. Marriage can come. Wait another good 6 years and before you're ready to do that. If you're still together then and you want to be together forever, do it. But look, I'm sorry. I'm not going to give you a clairvoyant answer. I'm giving you a life experience answer here. Get out
okay.
and travel and do stuff. Okay? The two of you.
Sherelle, we're going to need to move on, dear.
Yeah.
Are you all set?
I was waiting for her to finish. I wasn't going to ask. I'm going to let her continue, finish up her sentences. I'm just listening to her now. Go ahead.
Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I to speak now? I'm not sure.
I was letting you finish what you were saying.
Oh, I was going to say the two of you are good people, and you've got a lot of life to live, so go and live it, okay? But don't expect that society thinks that you should do things. You should, the people say, doesn't work out in the end, because if you do what everyone else says you should do, it falls apart. They're the very people who say you should listen to me. So don't put society pressure on yourself. Go and have some fun. Go and get a qualification, travel the world, bungee jump, go do some stuff.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you.
All right. Good luck.
I appreciate you both. Y'all have a good night, okay? God bless you all.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I like what you're saying, Kat, about having fun. I think that is so important to all of us, for all of us. I think of the philosopher Joseph Campbell, who wrote Power of the Myth, who talked about following your bliss, and Esther Hicks, who channels Abraham, who says, allow nothing to take you from consistent moments of joy. That's the pathway to freedom that I have found for myself. And I encourage everybody to make sure that you have fun, and to have fun whatever you're doing. You can have fun when you're working, and if you don't like what you're doing now, discover what your passions are and go for it. So the next caller is Donna. Donna, are you there? Whoops.
Hello?
Sorry, hold on a moment. Donna.
Hello?
Are you there?
I'm here.
How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Say hi to
good.
Kat.
Excellent. Hi, Kat. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
My question is, I was at a Buddhist meeting, like, and there was a fellow there. He was an interpreter for the fellow in from Bhutan, and I felt like a connection to him. I don't know that he was going to be in my life, and I remember seeing him out in the parking lot and his energy, and then again, he was in front of me and his energy, and it's like we both opened up. I know it wasn't just me, and so I wrote him an email and just told him that I think that I know him from a other lifetime, because I have this wisdom of knowing this there, because maybe the vibrations in the room were so high from all these people having so many years of meditating. And do you see him contacting me, or will there be someone else coming in my life? Or
I feel that you will have communication with the interpreter, but I don't feel that you'll have a romantic occlusion with him, more that you have to learn from each other.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I feel that you have a lot of growth that you can gain from him. Your attraction to him is on a soul level, on a level of you. It's almost like you've been a disciple of his in the past,
yeah.
And he's come back in a more humble representation. He's no longer the master. He's assisting the master this time around. He's already got master energy, which is why you see it. And I don't think that many people will. And he is, for some reason, humbled this lifetime. So maybe he got a bit ahead of himself before. He's on a path to enlightenment, and that's the path you chase. And that is why your heart jumps when you see him, because you had so much love and respect for him last time.
Yes.
So I would encourage you to communicate with him and pursue a friendship with him, but just remain open, not closed to any kind of friendship that you have, because you may not find that he's such a great romantic partner, but as far as a friend goes and someone that you can bounce spiritual conversation with, you know, and have a completely open life, open-minded life with, yes, I feel that he is somebody who could be important to you. But like anything, it's a two-way thing. He has to decide that, you know, and I'm not going to predict a decision because that's free will. But he has to decide that he wants to entertain having you in his life as well. So I would just, you've sent him an email, you've said peace, and allow him to take time to come back and talk to you. I don't see a negative, though, from that. I really, because when I visualize him reading it, I see a brightness around him, and see his eyes light up. So you made the right decision in communicating with him, and just allow the communication to grow. Okay, you really want to have a romantic partner.
What did you say?
You really need to have a romantic partner in your life.
I do.
Getting to that point, yeah. And I am hearing you will find one. So you're on the right path to finding everything that you need.
your journey isn't over, and you're not going to be a lonely person as an elderly person, okay?
Yeah.
You'll find your companion, but just continue to follow your path and grow, and you'll find them, okay? So this person here, I mean, I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to shut the door on him possibly being a romantic partner, but he feels to me like somebody that you've known before in a master-disciple situation. The danger at the moment, and I have to make that warning, is do not make him above you. Okay.
Oh no!
So
no, not at all.
Goes,
no.
Yeah.
Because yeah,
equal.
Yeah, and
equal.
I absolutely don't, because I know my soul pretty well, and and I also, you know, have done a lot with my soul with good things, and I don't put him above me at all.
Okay, great. That's perfect, because the two of you have a massive reconnection going to happen, and just allow that, the process that grow, but know that at the crux of whatever friendship you develop, it feels to me like a big positive learning experience between the two of you. Two minds meet, a whole lot of knowledge being passed and grown and bounced off of each other. So,
because he seems to get his knowledge through intellectualism, where I get my knowledge through a certain wisdom and being empathic.
Mm. So he see how you'll be able to bounce off of each other and be able to learn from each other and continue, because that's what this whole relationship was last time. It was a learning relationship. It's going to continue to be a learning relationship. Okay. As I said before, I wouldn't close your mind to him only being a romantic interest. But, I mean, the more that I open my heart to the whole topic, the more I see that anything can happen there. But I just feel like you need to see it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And no, you are not going to be alone. There is going to be a romantic partner for you, and it's a companion.
That's
so
pretty much,
it's a long-term companion that I'm seeing for you, and you're on the right track to finding that, but you have to do a whole lot of learning and growing and understanding through these new positive relationships that you're creating in your life.
Yes,
okay?
And I'm getting out quite a bit now. I'm really pursuing the things that I like to do. I'm putting the energy into myself. My whole life, I put my energy into everyone but me.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why it's like there's a caution around creating a romantic relationship just yet, but rather having more positive friendships.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I had a fellow come up to me the other day, and he said, out of the blue, he said, "You have a lovely soul." He said, "I have a girlfriend, but would you like to be my friend and we can walk on the beach together?"
That's
I thought, okay, good. I'll meet him and I'll meet his girlfriend.
Well, Donna, we need to move on, dear. Are you okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're going to move on to Tina, who's been very patiently holding. Tina, hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Say hi to Kat.
Hi, Kat.
Hi, Tina. How can we help you tonight?
I wanted to know if what you picked up and whatever comes through, I wanted to know if this particular individual, a male, is being honest with me.
What's the name? A male.
It's a man.
Okay. Yes, but only to a point. You already know it in your heart anyway, don't you?
Yeah, I feel it.
Mm. you know, you can be honest to a point, like have half-truth. And he feels to me like he's not giving you the full picture. So
will I ever be able to find out soon and get it resolved one way or the other, whether we part or we stay together?
Well, firstly, Tina, what do you want to put up with? No.
Not so that.
Yeah, okay, well, you're already answering your own question there. You know, we have values in life, and our values dictate our actions. So I have one of my major values is respect. So I always teach my children that if you disrespect someone else, you're disrespecting yourself as well, and that's a value. So I walk my life holding respect for others as one of the major things that I have. So, and that's my action. So I would ask you to look at your values and then to look at his and see if they match up. And if one of your values is honesty in relationship and he's obviously not doing that, then that's something, you know, how are you going to be compatible in walking your life if you're being honest and he's not? You can,
right.
If you're not quite sure what your values are, then the Great Oracle, which is the internet, has questionnaires on it from psychologists for you to find out what your values are. So you just type in what are my values questionnaire, and you'll be able to find something that will help you work out what views are, and then from there you can then look at him and see what his actions are and how they match up with yours. Okay? And I would, if you're continuing to have problems with this relationship, I would ask you to seek some counselling so that you get to a point of a decision that sits well with you, and then you can take an action on that. But really, it boils down to if honesty is not something that you... I mean, if honesty is something that you value and it is not something that he values, then it's not...
Right, yeah. Because he's saying that he is being honest, but I don't feel that he is, so I'm going to have to find proof and then have another conversation. Because you can't resolve anything if you're not being honest, and how I feel is life is short, and I really want to live my life and be happy, and I don't want to waste my time with somebody who doesn't value honesty or any of my principles. He says he does, and I've been with this person for many, many years, so I'm in shock, but I'm not, because I've always felt it, you know, so that gives me a lot to think about, and I really appreciate you passing along what you pick up. It was a wonderful support and some validation in there too. So I want to thank you.
I just wanted to say before you go that the truth always comes out. It doesn't matter how much you try and hide the light with a dark cloth. The truth shines through, and you'll find the truth.
That makes me feel relieved, because I just want to know one way or the other so I can move on, you know, in, you know, whether it's together or apart, because I will not tolerate that. I have such a reaction. Honesty is everything, and trust. And in my perspective, I can't have a relationship without that.
Yeah, I understand. And so don't become a sort of paranoid, suspicious self, but rather set the intention with your guide for them to reveal to you. And while you continue to go through your life, walking your life in truth, the truth will be real, right? But if you start going rifling through things, if you get a knowing that you should check his email now, then that's the thing. You start rifling through his life, you're going to create more problems for yourself, and that is against your own values. So I just want to say that Also, not just for you, but anyone else who's listening, that setting the intention with your guides to get them to reveal the truth to you is a much better way than setting yourself around the bend.
I totally agree.
Well,
I'm so thankful you said that. Thank you so much, because that is wonderful for the, you know, to ask your guides to reveal the truth, because I want to live my life, and I'm not the type of person that has time to go and go through stuff. It's just not me, and I don't like the way I feel, and I can't do that. And so that is such a wonderful suggestion to, you know, for anyone to always go to your guides for the truth to be revealed in any situation that you are stuck in. And I'm going to write that down. That's going to be something for me to use and I in my toolkit. So I want to thank you for that. That is amazing. Thank you so much, because when you let go and ask and you're open to the possibilities, it is amazing how spirit will reveal the truth to you in such personal, private, magical ways sometimes. And it's I never know what to expect, and it's always so transformational for me, regardless if it's painful or not. You know what I'm saying? So thank you.
Yeah. Well,
thank
God,
you,
Tina. Stay in touch.
Tina, God bless. And we're now going to be moving on. The other callers, I do not have names. Here's the sequence. Area code 785 is first, then area code 207, I think that's Maine, and then area code 515. Here comes area code 785. How are you tonight?
Hi. Good.
Hi, what is your name?
Clarissa.
Clarissa, welcome. Say hi to Kat.
Hi, Kat.
Hi, Kat. Clarissa, how are you?
Good. I'm doing
how can I help
very
you?
Good. Well, I'm wondering, I guess, like a lot of people about my finances and what to focus on to increase my finances.
Okay. Clarissa, you're not a small business owner, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah. And because I just saw you in a shop, and I heard runs a shop, so made me wonder if it was a small business and that you were actually an owner and not a manager. In that small business, do you offer any of your gifts and skills that you have, or do you just sell, like, retail stuff?
Well, in order to do my business, I have to utilize my abilities, of course.
Okay. I think it's time for you to do a little bit of market research and to set up a questionnaire. If you've got already a nice customer base, or maybe some email addresses, maybe a couple hundred, you just can quiz people on the street. Set up a questionnaire about your business, what you offer, and how your customers think that you could improve, and what they're after as well. Now, as I was saying that, I heard charity event. So I feel that you also could market yourself out there through charity events. And obviously you wouldn't keep the profits, but you'd get your business name out there, and that would get you more advertising and get actually connecting with other people who can help open doors for you. So I don't know if there's a charity event coming up that you're involved with, but I hear charity event and I feel that it's very important that you become involved with any of them. But you really need to be in doing some more market research, and you then, with that information, need to sit down with somebody who cares about your business and you, and start bouncing around ideas about how you can change it up, mix it up, make it better. I feel that that's the way forward, and you'll build. because I just saw, like, I had some weird visions sometimes, and I saw, like, your shop was like an embryo and it split. Does that make sense? So, you know, like an embryo splits into one, goes from one cell to two cells to three to four, and so your business grows and grows and grows. Okay, so that's the path forward I see for you. I see that there's more opportunity for your business to grow.
And we seem to have lost Clarissa. Hopefully she receives a message. And I thank Clarissa for calling tonight. So with that said, we're going to move on to area code 207. Hello, area code 207. Who are you, please?
Hi, my name is Cindy, and I'm calling from Maine.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. Say hi to Kat.
Hi, Kat. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks, Cindy. How can we help you tonight?
I've been enjoying your readings. It says that you specialize in someone at the crossroads of their life. That's exactly where I am, and I would love to know what you see coming up for me. It seems like I've eliminated so much stuff and people from my life, and I'm exactly at that crossroad, and I can't quite see what's a little bit forward of me.
Okay. So you've gotten rid of a lot of negative out of your life?
Yes.
Great. That is perfect, because what you've effectively done is created a blank slate, and at that time now, you're in a wonderful position to start to put in the process of rebuilding your life in the shape of what you want to see your life become.
Yeah.
So I actually did this a few years ago, and because I created a clean slate in my life, I had to go through a period of loneliness. Where I had, like, I felt like I was out in the wilderness, like my 40 days in the wilderness, and it allowed me to dream up new ideas. Now, some of them didn't come into fruition, and a lot of them did. And I feel that I'm talking from experience now, use the time to start really focusing on what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Who you are and what you want to create in your life, because you actually have many different avenues you can take. Some of them will take you back to where you came from and you go back into the doldrums. A lot of them will take you into completely different paths, and some of those will take you into bliss. So the answer for you is right now, in the here and now, see this as an absolute positive. See this as the universe saying, well, Cindy, what do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
What do you want? We've got so many things for you. And if you've always wanted to be a vet, then go learn how to be a vet. If you've always wanted to travel, go travel. If you've always wanted to be involved with other like-minded people, now's the time to get involved with that. But the first intention that you need to make is that you will only be around positive-minded people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And that is a major intention that sets the process forward, because positive-minded people love positive-minded people, and they open doors for each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Negative-minded people shut doors. So this is it. This is the path forward for you through positivity. And I'd also ask you to get out and have some fun. I mean, I know that I've said that to a couple other people tonight as well, but going and having some fun is a major part of helping the universe to help you, because when you're in that positive mindset, the people you're having fun with, even people who were strangers a minute ago and now they're friends, you never know who they are. They might have a massive opportunity for you. So I would ask you right now, strike forward. Look at when you get off the phone, write down everything that you've always wanted to do. And from there, look at all the ways of income you've always thought about. And from there, find groups or ways, you know, get on the net and work it out. And find how you can meet with people and have some fun. and then start with how you can move forward. I'm excited for your life. I feel like you're going to get some really big friendships out of this. I feel like you're going to have a hell of a lot more fulfillment in your life. You feel me like you have a good heart. You also have a lot of spiritual energy around you. I feel like your ancestors are very close to you right now, and they have a vested interest in you being successful in this life contract being successful, because that means that their lineage goes on as a success. So they need you successful. So any ancestral people that you've lost who passed away that you really have a connection with, they're the ones to communicate with at your own, you know, in your own time. Light a candle, look at their photo, talk to them. Because that help. That wisdom and knowledge and inspiration that they have for you is also going to push forward for you, and your guides will conspire to create opportunities for you. And between the three forces of the Great Spirit, your guides, and your ancestors, doors will begin to open. The fourth energy there is you, because you're the physical one, so actually you're the most important.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I'm not going to predict a path for you that involves this job, that job, this person, that person. I'm literally just going to give you the guidance to get out there and grab it, the bull by the horns, and have some fun, because that is the answer for you.
Well, that's the perfect advice.
Well,
I love it.
Oh, Cindy, isn't that nice to hear?
It is. I'm going to move forward on a theme of positive.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Cindy.
Thank you.
All right.
Regards to Maine. I'm going to be up there
put
in a month.
Together.
I can't wait. All right, Cindy, good night to you. And
good
now
night.
We're going to come to area code 515. Area code 515, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with tonight?
Jenna, thanks for taking my call.
Jenna, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I am excellent. Awesome. Say hi to Kat.
Hi, Kat.
Hi, Jenna. How can we help you tonight?
I'm good. I have a question, kind of in line with the last caller. I'm kind of at a crossroads in my life. This last year hasn't gone exactly as I had planned. And, I mean, I really feel that everything
mm-hmm.
happens for a reason. And it's kind of hard to find what that reason is. Wondering if it has anything to do with a certain guy that I had met in this last year.
Mm-hmm. You seem to me like you're hurting quite a bit.
I'm sorry, we seem to have a bad connection.
Oh, okay. I said that it feels to me like you're hurting quite a bit.
A little bit.
Because you're at a crossroads, as I said to Cindy, who was the caller before you, you now have a choice to go backwards or forward, and I would like to review this past relationship development and to look at everything that you have learned, because that's what relationships do. Whether they're good or bad, they teach us stuff. And so I would ask you to look at everything that you have learned and from there to choose to grow from it. Because at some point, a little voice inside you said, don't go this way, and you went it anyway. And at that point in time, you chose to make sure that you had a lesson to learn. And I want to make sure that I'm teaching you to learn the lesson, because I don't want to see you go backwards. I want to see you go forwards. Does that make sense?
What I caught a little bit, we seem to have a bad connection.
Okay. Well, maybe you can re-listen to the program when it's archived so you get everything that I've said, because I feel, Jenna, that you have a much brighter future ahead of you than what you've had in the past. And when we look at our life and review it and see everything that's exactly there to help us to grow, we see the positive, we see the silver lining. And so the message for you is to review, learn, and move forward. Don't let the past drag you back, because you'll find yourself either back with this guy or with another guy like him going back around the whole mulberry bush again, and I don't want to see you do that. I'd rather see you climb out of the ditch and go and start to fly. So I ask you to review and learn and move forward. So I'm never going to do that again. I learnt the lesson. Because when you're doing that, you're being true to yourself. And if you resolve to always be true to yourself and listen to that little voice in the back of your mind that says, no, don't go there, or yes, go, that is going to be your true compass to life. And I feel in all of this, that is the major lesson that you need to learn, is that you have to listen to the intuition. In the beginning, it's not very loud, but as you focus on it more and more, it becomes louder and louder, and then it becomes something that you can so rely on. And that's where I feel that you need to be, okay? People who are negative hold you back, and you're somebody who's very bright. You have a lot to give. You have a lot of life in you yet, and we don't want people holding you back. We want people encouraging you and opening doors for you to go forward. If that means not having anyone, any relationship for a while so that you can move forward, then make the sacrifice of not having that relationship for a while so that you can really start to get your hands stuck into your life. Life's short. Go and have fun. It shouldn't be serious all the time. It's only serious when we stuff up or we have something to learn. And we have to be woman or man enough to stand up to that and learn the lesson. And I think that's where you're at. So you're in a period of personal growth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right.
Jenna, thank you for calling.
Life will get better if you choose to make it better.
Okay. Thank you.
There you go. Well, Kat, we're beyond the hour point. Can you hang in there just a little bit more? Well, we have one more caller, and I have a couple questions for you. Is that possible for you to do?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. This is area code 785. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking to tonight?
Hi, it's Carissa again. I got disconnected or something happened. I'm not exactly sure.
Okay. Did you have a final question?
Well, the last thing I heard, I guess I could go back and listen to what she said when I got disconnected, was to hold a charity event.
Oh, okay. Well, just to let you know, we are archived on Blog Talk Radio and also FreeSpiritBroadcasting.com, and I would encourage you to go back. You can scroll through until you reach your point if there's anything that you want to review, but go ahead.
Oh, I just...
hi, Clarissa. I just wanted to recap there. I kept getting charity events, so you can either hold them yourself or be involved with them. Okay, but
okay.
The whole message there was to get yourself more fulfilled in the community by through being part of charity events. Your business is being seen and heard and taken notice of, and you're also connecting with people who open doors and make things happen. So it's market research, it's getting involved with the community. That's the way forward to making more money, okay? So
okay.
By putting in, you get back.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling back.
Thank
Have a nice
back.
Evening and a wonderful...
Thank you.
Kat, I have a couple of things that I'm bringing to the table tonight. One is that I began a relationship about a month ago with a man who's a bit younger than me, who's been engaged in some toxic behaviors that have caused me some concern. And I'm just wondering if you have any messages of hope concerning him. And then the other thing is I've been told I have a very bright future, that I am at a crossroads in my life, that I have a best-selling book coming out, that I'll be the next Oprah Winfrey, and a seer has told me I will be the President of the United States someday. So I'm just wondering what you might have to say about any of that.
Wow. I can say wow.
I know. I know.
That's huge.
And this seer has never been wrong about anything. She saw the Berlin Wall coming down ahead of time and the Twin Towers coming down. So how do you fight that?
Wow. Okay. Well,
mm-hmm.
And then your future. Let's just focus on the here and now, if that's okay.
Okay. Yeah.
And this fellow that you've been seeing. I honestly don't see that he is ready to give up everything that is toxic in his life.
Okay.
I think that he's ready to try, but I don't think that it's completely over for him.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I guess you need to decide whether or not you're part of that journey.
Yeah. I see that, too.
And it's not in a selfish way, because you can't have you being children, but rather in a... And it's an issue of what will you put up with and what do you deserve and where your values are at. So I look at it from an adult perspective.
Mm-hmm.
We can often look
mm-hmm.
at our relationship from a very emotional inner child
right.
perspective. And so I'd be very
yeah.
much... an adult about the way that he viewed him, because
okay.
he feels to me that he okay. will fall into a parent-child trap with you.
Okay.
Where he's a
Do
child
you see
and a
any...
parent in the whole relationship dynamic.
Okay. Do you see any kind of future for us?
I also see... Well, I was going to
I'm
see
sorry,
his mental health around him as well, and I see it getting... I said I see ill health around him, and
yes.
I see it getting worse.
Okay.
I'm not saying fatal. I'm just saying
yeah.
physical ill health and it getting worse. And as part
okay.
of his journey, he's exactly where he's meant to be. It's perfect.
Right.
If we look at each person as being perfect and everything is perfect, then he's where he's meant to be. But you
mm-hmm.
are in a different. You are going in a different perspective. A different.
Yes.
Your vibration will change, and I.
Yes.
I don't see him coming along for the ride. I see that the two of you are at a perfect place in your life to be with each other perfectly right now, but I don't see him being your companion forever.
Okay. Okay.
So you're
Thank
here
you.
To teach each other something right here and right now, and that's what's right. Okay?
Yes.
I don't want to upset you.
No, you're not.
But yeah,
you're
if
not.
You're looking at it from a real adult perspective. Yeah. Okay. Now, as far as your bright future goes, yeah, look, what I'm seeing for you is... like golden stepping stones. Like I'm seeing your vibration getting higher and higher. I feel that the seer that you were speaking of, that's what she was picking up. You have always been my desire to become the president because of having, you know, all the toxic stuff that goes along with that. It might not work for you, but you might be
right.
able to still be on the world stage. So I'm not saying it's wrong. What I'm saying is I can still see you taking a pathway towards that world stage. But
mm-hmm,
it's,
mm-hmm.
It involves the way that you eat. It involves the way that you think. It involves you choosing to create a higher and higher vibration. And I feel that you'll do that. I think that you're already doing it anyway.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you for that.
No worries. I was going to say that I don't see you being a very heavy sleeper sometimes, and it's during those times where you're being a light sleeper that if you keep waking up and it's annoying and you can't get back to sleep and there's no good reason for it, it's time to communicate with your guides and say, well, what's going on? Because I feel there's big channeling sessions for you at that time and you'll get a lot of inspiration.
Yeah.
It's more likely that the book's going to come from. And it feels I was just going to say that book, it feels to me like it's a mixture of fiction and fact. Because
it
makes me think,
exactly.
Yeah. It makes me think of, now I can't think of the name of the book. I just see the pictures in my mind when I read it. Come on, brain. Sorry. Don't you hate that?
I do.
There's a book that was written a while ago, and it has 10 principles in life in it, and it's all intermingled about this guy went on a journey, and he met these people, and he went up to Machu Picchu, and I just can't think of the name. It's so popular, this book, and it's a mixture of fact and fiction. He's brought in all these spiritual lessons, and he's created a dynamic story. I can't think of the name. Anyway, that's the sort of feeling that I get from
that's exactly the kind of book it is.
Awesome.
So thank you so much. I hope you'll join us again sometime. It's been a pleasure.
I'd love to.
And I have coming up, I'm going to have an international cable television program on the Internet. So I would love to have you as one of my first guests on that.
Oh, well, thank you for inviting me. That sounds like such an honor.
Oh, well, I'm honored to have you here. I enjoy your spirit and the work that you do, and everybody seems so grateful, and I believe gratitude is one of the primary keys to the kingdom.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, David, for having me on, and I'd like to say thanks for calling in Jill, Kathy, Keisha, Nathaniel, Sherelle, Donna, Tina, Clarissa, Cindy, Jenna, and David, of course. Thank you so much for having me here.
Well, you're great. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing in separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who are having a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. And now, instead of our usual closing, I'm going to play a wonderful song by a New Thought singer and composer by the name of Jennifer Fearon, who will be my next guest. It just seems so appropriate. The name of the song is The Light of Spirit.
Shine forth eternally.
Well, that's all, folks. Good night, Jill. Good night, everybody.